So here we go. Condemnation is the name of it, and we'll be listening to Brother E.C. Moore.
Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. If there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Now let's read it one more time. If there be a controversy between men, okay, we've got a controversy between us and God. The world has a controversy between them and God. They come unto judgment. They will. That the judges, God himself, the judge here, may judge them. Then they, the judges, God himself, shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Now that's clear. Who will God justify? Those that are righteous. What will he do with the wicked? Condemn them. What about their works? Won't change anything. Wicked men's works, which are against God, are of no value whatsoever. Only the righteous are justified. Now turn, please, to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. A very controversial passage. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, whatever the truth of Romans 8, verse 1 is, there's one thing that is very clear in comparing other passages, you know, that we read. Freedom from condemnation is not conditional upon the works of an individual, but freedom from condemnation is made by Jesus Christ's death at Calvary. No matter what you get out of Romans chapter 8, 1. In other words, if you happen to be one of those type people that would take Romans chapter 8, 1 and say, if an individual walked according to the flesh, then he would be condemned. No matter. How you can fix it any way you like. An individual who trusts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior is righteous, and God will not condemn the righteous. Illustration. Go to Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, we'll start reading in verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Do you realize, and it just dawned on me there just now while Donnie was talking, do you realize that a man under the law could not stand up and give a testimony as Donnie just did? A man under the law couldn't do that. A man under the law would be condemned. The law would condemn him. His mouth would be stopped. The law would tell him, you're bad. You're condemned. Verse 20, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Skip down, please, to verse 28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Whatever anybody may say about Romans chapter 8, 1, other passages of Scripture bring out a fact. What is it? There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Say, well, what if they walk according to the flesh? The point that he's making there is that an individual who walks according to the flesh, that is, in an effort to gain what is ours by faith, is condemned. In other words, an individual who has no condemnation based upon righteousness and justification, didn't gain it by the works of his flesh. That's what the context of the book of Romans is about. The context of the book of Romans is about, in other words, he's writing to a bunch of people who are circumcised and striving to keep the law and striving unto perfection to gain heaven. They're condemned. Why? What they have is according to the flesh. And they're condemned. Look in Romans chapter 8 again. Verse 2. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, have made me free from the law of sin and death. Well then, if you trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you're made free from the law that is referred to in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. By one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin. Death passed from all men. Well, if that doesn't include you, if you're in Christ, why? Jesus Christ died your death at Calvary. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. No matter how I walk, no matter what my deeds are in the flesh, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. No matter what. People don't like that. They don't appreciate that. They say if you teach that, it'll cause people to live in sin. People are living in sin. Why can't they get that? They are living in sin. That's where the problem lies. I listened to Charles Stanley the other day, listened to most of his message, and was very upset. What he was preaching was scripturally right. His application was wrong. He was teaching people that if you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are delivered from the power of sin, and you have victory in life. And therefore, and he had a glass, had a cocktail glass, and he kept using that cocktail glass. If you trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you're delivered from this and on and on and on. Well, he's scripturally right. There is a day our vile bodies are going to be changed and we're going to be made like unto the glorious body of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the rapture comes, we're delivered. Jesus Christ died for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. It is going to happen. But trusting Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and walking geographically as we do every day of our lives in a body of sinful flesh, we are not delivered from this flesh. And anybody in this room that tries to convince the rest of us that you're delivered from the lust and the desires of your flesh, I'm going to believe is lying to start with. So you're judging everybody based upon your own testimony. No, I'm judging everybody based upon God's testimony. There's none good, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. There's not a just person upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All have sinned. I mean, I just go on and on and on. Condemnation. I want to talk to you about condemnation. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is it that can charge you with your sins? God justified you. How can you be charged with your sins? Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who's even at the right hand of God. You know something? When Charles Stanley held up that glass and did all those things, it bothered me. It aggravated me. Why? Running the rescue for 6 years, I saw numerous men that were under the bondage of alcoholic beverage, under the bondage of dope and all this kind of stuff. I saw them trust Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. I know they got saved. I listened to their testimony day after day after day and on and on. And yet I saw many of them go back to drinking again, and then they would recover and on and on and on. They were not delivered from that desire. They were not delivered from alcohol and tobacco and drugs and whatever in the sense that you never will touch that again. Why, there's some of you in here, if that be your case, that you have that attitude, why don't you just be reasonable for a minute of your life? Why do you pick on alcohol and drugs and adultery and fornication or whatever? Why don't you just get down where reality is and admit that you are a sinner, you were born in sin, you're a sinner now, and even though you don't do those things that are obvious to everybody else, you cannot say that the truth of Colossians chapter 3, I believe it's verse 31, is true of you. Look there. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 23, I'm sorry. Not 31 verses in the passage. Colossians 3:21, whatsoever you do, do it heartily to the Lord, not unto men. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. Can you honestly say that everything you do every day of your life, you do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14 says. People never will accept the truth. Listen, for an individual to live for the Lord, they have to see their freedom. They have to see their deliverance from the damnation of their sins, not deliverance from the fact that they walk around in a sinful body. Those old boys in that rescue mission. I remember old Andy Keith. That old boy trusted the Lord as a Savior. And, I mean, he progressed. He got in that book and he studied that Bible and he'd listen and I'd teach him. And then got so he'd preach every once in a while to the bums. And then it got to the point that sometimes I'd be away from the rescue mission and Keith would be in charge of the service. He won a lot of people to the Lord. But you know what? Ever so often, that old boy would fall off the wagon, as they say. He'd get drunk as a skunk. And every time he ever did that, he'd sober up and he'd be like a whipped dog, dragging his tail. He would just be so down and ashamed of himself because he had done that. But he never lost his testimony. He never denied the fact that he was saved by the grace of God. He quit looking at himself. That's what I was trying to get you to do. Quit looking at yourself. Look at the truth. You look at yourself, you're going to stay in a state of condemnation every day of your life. Why? Because you're a sinner. I've never liked E.C. Moore. Never have. I've never thought of E.C. Moore as a great guy in any way, shape, form, or fashion. There are two or three things that I can do fairly well. One of them, drive a vehicle. You put wheels on it and a steering wheel and a seat and I'll drive it. I don't care if it's got four wheels, two wheels, 18 wheels, I drive it. A few things I can do fairly well. But you know what? I found out a long time ago that I'm no good. I found out through this Bible here, E.C. Moore is rotten as hell itself. He's a sinner. That's why I love the Lord. Don't you understand? I'm the person that needs salvation. I can't go around strutting around and bragging about how good I am and what a great guy I am and all this kind of stuff. All that nonsense about looking at yourself in the mirror while you're shaving and hyping yourself out to believe you this great individual and boy, you're going to go get them today and all. I mean, that's just bunk. You're a rotten sinner. That's the truth about you. All right. Condemnation. There are several points that I want to make here, and it won't take me long with each point. But I want to present to you a message on condemnation. Number one, condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Get it straight. No matter what anybody says to you, no matter what you see on television, no matter what you hear or what you read, get it straight. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Verse 14, nevertheless death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. There isn't any doubt about it. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Look in verse 16. Not as it was by one that sinned, Adam, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses. All right. Bear more time. Here, Adam. I put over here Christ. One act. Come on, folks. One act. One action. Just one. That's all it took. What is Adam's act? Is an act of disobedience. Adam disobeyed God. God said, you're not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And on and on. Adam disobeyed God, and he ate it. And by one disobedience, sin came into the world, and death by sin. You were born in the likeness of Adam. You're born a sinner. Jesus Christ, one act. What is it? One act of obedience. He obeyed God the Father. Went to Calvary. Died for your sins. And by that one act of obedience, righteousness is available to you by faith in Him. You didn't make a choice in this over here. That's God, you're born that way. You didn't ask to be born. You didn't choose your parents. You didn't choose the time, place, or any of those things. But it happened. And God had compassion on you. You can't help being what you are by nature. You can help doing the things that you do, but you can't help being what you are. Some people are high-tempered. Some are more just easygoing and whatever. There's something about... You see, I don't know anything about this homosexual thing. I don't know anything about that. The other night, we're talking down there, reading out of Romans chapter 1 down in the Bible class, and there's a young man that just started coming there. And that fellow, he jumps on everything with both feet, man. I mean, he gets on after it. And so he was trying to say that homosexuals, you know, see, some people say they're born that way. And he's, no, they're not coming. No. Well, I don't know, but I know one thing. By one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. I know that. I know you were born with the nature of sin. And I can tell you one thing. You read those things, the works of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5, and you're capable of every last one of them or any one of them. And only a haughty and a proud spirit would keep you from admitting that that's true. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, you're condemned based upon the fact that you're born in sin. You're condemned based upon the fact that sin dwells in you. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Condemnation. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Number two, condemnation is manifested by the world. Look at the world. You want to see condemnation? Just take a look at the world. Turn to Romans chapter 2. you have a problem with your own, just look at the world. Romans chapter 2, verse 1, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing. Now, I've had people say, there you go, you're judging again. And Jesus Christ said, judge not, lest you be not judged. Amen. But that's not all he's saying here. That's not the idea he's presenting here. Look at it again. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. In other words, you judge. You look at the world. What do you see? You see homosexuals. You see drunks. You see dope addicts. You see adulterers and fornicators. You see liars and thieves and whatever. What do you see in the world? You see all of this. Bless God, you're one of them. The whole bunch came through Adam. God has made of one blood all nations of man dwell on the face of the earth, and on and on and on. You're one of human beings. You're one of the people. So you look at the rest of the world and see them as sinners, you're just seeing yourself. You're one of them. There's none good, no, not one. There's not a just person on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I'm condemned by the world. I look at the world and I see condemnation. I'm one of them, therefore I'm condemned. Without Christ, I'd end up in hell as sure as you're in this room. All the gifts you can bring, all the goodness you can do, all that won't turn anything around. You are what you are by nature. So is the world. Say, but that guy's a queer. I don't want to think about that. I know that by one man's sin into the world, and homosexuality is sin. I know that. Say, but he's different. Yeah, he is. But I don't. Hey, I know one thing. By one man's sin into the world, and death by sin. So you telling me that a homosexual can be saved? Bless God, can you? If God can save you, he can save them. Jesus Christ died for sin. By one man sin into the world, death by sin. Say, you telling me that it's all right? I'm not telling you that any kind of sin is all right. Salvation's free to whosoever trusts Jesus Christ. Any homosexual in this town, any gay, any queer, any whatever they are that'll trust Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, God will save them on the spot right there. Say, well, then they won't do that anymore. Maybe they won't. I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you. Come on, folks. Quit being... In other words, get on out of your ivory tower up there and come down here where you are anyway. And walk among men and be a human being once in a while and see human beings for what they really are. You know, one of my big problems as a child was a pious daddy. Oh, I'm not condemning him or damning him or any of those things. My daddy smoked a pipe, smoked cigarettes or whatever. Quit me for doing it. If it's good for him, why not for me, huh? Why not give it to every member of the family? I don't know what your attitude about alcohol is, but I can tell you this, you can't stand there and pour yourself a drink while your kids are toddling around and them watching you and expect them to live clear of that stuff. Good enough for you, it's good enough for them. What is wrong in the world today? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Why did God give them over unto that? Because of their, in other words, being born in sin, they did nothing to change their situation. They would not trust Christ their Lord and Savior. They would not believe the gospel. Instead, they set up idols and they set up images and they worshiped the images and they worshiped religion and whatever. And so finally God said, I'm sick of it, I'm tired of it. And he just gave all men over to a reprobate mind. In other words, he quit trying to change anything with them. So where do you see them? In the gutter. All of humanity today is in a gutter. Don't you understand that? We live in a world that's like a sewer. men with men, women with women, and on and on and on. The whole thing is a garbage can of filth. That's it. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Condemnation is by the world. Everybody's alike. There ain't no difference, the Bible said. God said there is no difference for all have sinned. But people don't believe there ain't no difference. They don't tell me, don't you tell me I'm a homosexual. I'm not telling you you're a homosexual. I'm telling you God said there is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You are not any better than a homosexual just because you're not one. You may be an adulterer. You may be a fornicator. You may be a liar. You may be a thief. But, whatever you are, you were born in sin. And your nature is sinful. And you cannot get to where God is in that nature. Number three, condemnation is made clear by religion. Look in Romans chapter 2, verse 17. It is made clear by religion. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, and light to them that are in darkness, and instructed, and on and on and on he goes. Now, the whole thing is that Paul is ready to preach the gospel to these religious people here. Well, if religion is good and all that, and it's going to lift them out of the gutter and change their lives and all that, then why preach unto them the gospel? Because religion is not salvation. Religion is bad. Notice in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Romans 1, 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You see, the problem is, by one man, sin entered into the world. And death by sin. And death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Now, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. When Jesus Christ died on that cross at Calvary, he died for the sin of the world. So what's the problem in the world? Unbelief. The problem is unbelief. Religion presents them with a picture that fools them. So they get religion instead of salvation. They need salvation. How can you have salvation? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Trust the Lord with all your heart. But people who have religion, it's very difficult them to the test. I didn't make up, but Donnie anything. What Donnie said was on his own there. I had no idea what he was going to say there, but I thought, wow, isn't that something that he would say that when I'm getting ready to preach on this? The man had religion. He joined the religion. Could it save him? No. How'd he get saved? Believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trusted Christ as Lord and Savior. Religion couldn't save a cat. It can't do anything for you. Drag you down. Make you think you're up there when you're down here. Condemnation is made clear by religion. In Isaiah chapter, in fact, turn back there. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Notice, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I've nourished and brought up children, and they've rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel did not know, my people did not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, that forsaken the Lord. They provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger and are going away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? Listen very carefully. This is Israel under the law now. This is the religious bunch of all religions. Here it is right here. You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate, and on and on and on it goes. In other words, those that God gave the law and He gave the priesthood and all that to, what about their country today? Well, it's overrun by enemies and it's desolate. And where are they today? Well, they're scattered among the nations. Come on, folks, you think that being like they were will get you to heaven? It won't get you to heaven. That's the best religion that's ever been, but it wouldn't save your soul. Notice in verse 11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Saith the Lord, I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat beasts. I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblation. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hateth. They are trouble unto me. I'm weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood, and on and on and on. That's religion, folks. But God won't honor it. He gave it to Israel, but what they turned it into, He didn't honor. All right, condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Condemnation is seen through looking at the world. Condemnation is made clear by religion. Number four, condemnation is by the law. Look at Romans chapter 3 again. Romans chapter 3. An individual thinks he's going to get saved by the law. Look. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Turn, please, to Romans chapter 9, and look at those people under the law, what the Lord tells them. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. What shall we say then? Answer. That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness as in the law, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. I'm not asking you to turn back there now. The Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. In other words, Gentiles who never had the law, Gentiles who never had the priesthood and the sacrificial offers and all and on, he's saying they've attained unto righteousness. How? By faith. But look at verse 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were the works of the law, they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Why, when a preacher stands in front of a congregation today and preaches and teaches them that if they'll keep the commandments, they'll go to heaven, what am I to believe about that preacher in the light of what we just read here? That's ridiculous. A preacher gets a high school education, a college education, and goes to the seminary and spends 3 years down in New Orleans, and then he goes for another 3 years up in Louisville or somewhere, and on and on and on, and gets 6, 8, 10 years in the seminary, and doesn't know these verses that we're reading, something's wrong. Religion cannot save your soul. Religion will teach you that the law will do it. That's where the problem of religion is. They will turn you to the law, and the law condemns you. So there's no salvation there. Condemnation is by the sin of Adam. Condemnation is by illustrated by the world as you look at them. Condemnation made clear in religion. Condemnation is by the law. Condemnation is by God's word. Isn't that something? Look in Romans chapter 3. So we've been reading God's word. Yeah, but look what God's word says about it. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? In other words, the Jews better than the Gentiles? No, and no why. We have before proved both Jews and Gentiles, they're all under sin. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. How many times have I ever been told by somebody, yeah, Brother Moore, I sought God at an old-fashioned altar. And me knowing this verse right here while the individual's saying that. So were they lying? No, they thought they were. They thought they were doing that. A woman stopped in front of my house the other day, or talking about it the other night here, and she talking to me about salvation and everything, and she came to the conclusion that you cannot be saved unless you get on your knees at an altar and you pray and you ask God to save you. Well, that's not true. There's none that seeketh after God. I heard Dr. Ruckman this morning talking about finding God. I didn't find God. God found me. I wasn't seeking God. I was looking for another drink. I was looking for a good time. I wasn't looking for God. The Lord found me. Verse 12, they're all gone out of the way. They're together, become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open set. By the way, the religious system of the world, the news media and whatever, will point out to you that they're doing good. What is this that controls the Environmental Protection Agency? Is that what?
Yeah.
Isn't that a lie? You think about that. I mean, here they are worried about these swampy areas and all that kind of stuff, and about the whale, they're trying to save the whales and the seals and the this and that and the other, and they'll put you in jail for killing a cat. Come on, folks, the Lord's going to turn this world upside down. The cats and the dogs and the whales and a whole bunch are going down the drain. Romans chapter 3, verse 13, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit, the poison of asp is under their lips. Like I said, God Almighty is going to turn everything upside down. I mean, God's going to destroy all this. Don't y'all know that? I mean, it's going to burn, as in 2 Peter chapter 3. He's going to burn it with fervent heat, and there's going to be a new earth and a new heaven. It's all going, folks. Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. You know, talking about the animals there. A mule is an animal. Well, I made one pull a plow all day long, day after day, years ago. That's the way we fed the children and whatever. Horses are animals. People ride them and whatever. Oxen are animals. They pull logs out of the swamps and whatever. I mean, it'll go on and on and on. So what does all this boil down to? Come on, folks. I'm trying to get you to see. Everything is condemned. Don't you understand that? Sin, sin, sin. Say, well, they haven't sinned. Yeah, but they are used in sinful practices in this world. And so there's a day coming, and I don't think it's long to come either, when this old world going to catch on fire. You need a way of escape. What is that? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and when the rapture comes, He'll change your vile body, take you out of this world, and on and on and on. Condemnation. Condemnation is by God's word. Condemnation is by rejecting Christ. That's the last point. So why are men rejected out there today? Are they rejected because they're sinners? No. Are they rejected because they're, I go on and on. No. Why are they rejected? They are rejected because they reject God. Jesus Christ died for your sins. He paid for your sins on Calvary. He took your sins upon himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Today, there are those who don't believe in capital punishment. They make a big deal about capital punishment. Folks, the cross is capital punishment. Don't you understand that? Jesus Christ was put to death as a criminal. The Bible said he was numbered with the transgressors. In other words, he hung between two thieves. We're thieves. We're robbers. We're sinners. And Jesus Christ died for our sins. Our sins are paid for. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you won't be condemned. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How can you be in Christ Jesus? Trust Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior and be saved. And then you can go on your way singing, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Not, I'm condemned. Salvation is free. You want salvation? Claim it. It is yours. How can you get it? Well, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to kneel down. You don't have to pray. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to get through to God. Jesus Christ got through to God for you at Calvary. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Is that all there is to it? That's all there is to it. It's a done deal, folks. He did it all at Calvary.